Well, good day, everybody. Pastor Tim Karskett here, Christian Center Report, daily podcast. We're in the new year, 5784, or the Hebraic year, we're going to call it that. But the Lord has released a word about honey, and we talked about it yesterday. But I want to build on that and what the prophetic is about the honey being released to bring about transformation in our lives and in the nations. Dip your apple in the honey.
You got what it takes, believe it. Any wrong can be made right. Just forgive it, you need not fight. Shana tova umetuka, it's Rosh Hashanah. Shana na 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 tova umetuka. Dip your apple in the honey. It's Rosh Hashanah. So many new hopes waiting to find you. Open your eyes, the dreams you prize are all around you. The smiles are hiding.
Well, welcome each and every one of you to our daily podcast. So glad you joined us, 19th day of September 2023. Here from Louisiana, recording and sending you messages, what we feel the Lord is saying right now. Many of the prophetic voices are getting the same thing. This is a year of the open door for those who will humble themselves and walk through the doors the Lord has for us. And one of the words this year is about the release of the honeycomb or the honey. And we spent some time yesterday on our Noon Central America Time live stream and prayer watch talking about this. We were joined by our friend from Jerusalem, Benny Friedman, and he gave some real insight about honey, and it just lit me up. And I just started seeking the Lord and researching a little bit, and I want to just release this word and really build on the prophetic word of what is happening this year and how we're going to need this in the days ahead. And the song we just played there, Dip Your Apples in the Honey, and we do that every year, but I think now I recognize it's a greater significance than I realized, and I want to make sure I'm being faithful to that and to help you along the way. When we think about honey in the Bible, we understand and appreciate it means many different things, but I want to bring it into context of what God is saying right now. And I love honey. I put it in my tea every morning or all day almost. I drink a lot of tea, all different types, but I love to put honey in my tea. I don't like sugar. I like it that way. But it can be spread, it can be moved on anything that you feel would help it taste better. You know, it's a byproduct of bees, we know that. But Benny was sharing with us yesterday, it's also the nectar, in a sense, from the dates as well. In the scripture, it describes that. So it expands my mind of all the different things it can mean, because that takes me to intimacy and to other areas of my walk with the Lord and your walk with the Lord. But it's a treat for many people, right? Bears like it. I think it's interesting. Chuck said this will be the year of the bear. I think that was pretty interesting. He felt that was Russia and California for sure. Chuck Pierce, I'm talking about. And it's been used for medicinal reasons for years, you know, sore throats, burn treatments, even memory loss. And it's referenced in the Bible numerous times. And honey has been given as a gift or it's consumed. And that's what the word talks about. John the Baptist said, was he survived on the diet of locusts and wild honey in the wilderness, right? And I always remind everybody that locust is not like the bug we think about. There's actually a bean there called a locust bean. It grows on trees, and it's like a snow pea, whatever. If you've ever seen those things, you pop it open, there's little beans in there. But anyway, the wild honey of the wilderness that got him to, that's in Mark 1 and Mark 1, 6 and Matthew 3, 4. Samson, as I shared yesterday, ate honey out of the carcass of a lion, which Judges 14 talks about. But I really felt that was a sign that the things the enemies, a lion seeking whom he may devour, were actually going to eat honey as he's beaten and destroyed and overtaken in many of our areas of our life. The armies of Israel found honey on the forest floor, but you know, they were instructed not to eat it by Saul, but it's in 1 Samuel 14. And then Jacob sent his sons with the gift of the balm and a little honey, some spices and myrrh, some pistachio nuts and almonds for the Pharaoh of Egypt. That's found in Genesis 43:11. So those are some practical examples. But honey is used for many other things in the spirit realm. And I want to dig into that a little bit here and encourage you that it's being released for us in this season. And it can be found in the Old Testament really strongly as a description to the promised land. And that was to fulfill God's covenant promise to Abraham when he said, I will give you and them, his descendants, the land in which you're now a foreigner, and I will give the whole land of Canaan to your family forever, and I will be their God. Talks about that in Genesis 17. And through Abraham's descendants, eventually, for they fell into slavery, we know that. And God had not forgotten his promise. In fact, in Exodus chapter 3, God spoke to Moses through the burning bush, promising him that he'd deliver his people, the Israelites, and he'd bring them up out of the land of Egypt, you know the story, to a good and spacious land. It says, a land flowing with milk and honey. Exodus 3, 8. We see this description repeated out through the Torah, throughout the whole Torah, and even beyond. You see it in Joshua 5, 6. And in this, the land flowing with milk and honey, that's what we're going to focus on, could be a literal or figurative description of the promised land. And honey would imply the presence of bees, right? Who are active in the pollination of flowers, produce, vegetation, all those different things. As far as milk is concerned, the abundance of milk producing would be animals, right? Cows, goats, whatever. The fertile land, rich land, pastures for them to gaze. In both descriptions, the land is flowing with milk and honey. Would not only be for life and substance life, but it would also contain an abundance, listen, of natural resources for the Israelites and their descendants to enjoy for generations to come. So when God is saying, this is the year of the honey, yeah, we taste it, but it also speaks of what's on the other side of honey, what's producing it, its abundance. And this goes with the prophetic word of the angel I had that came to me a couple months ago, and it was the angel of abundance, and it's here to bring honey to us, which is a promise of what's on the other side, what's producing it. So God wasn't just promising promised land to the people. He was bringing them into a lush, beautiful land that would be provided for in abundance. And we saw this flow yesterday, Sunday, I should say, of the flowing of abundance of healing, unlimited, nonstop healing. Therefore, when honey's referenced, and like an instance like this, it's being used to denote God's favor and promise of abundance, plenty, and riches to the children of Israel. And now, because this is the word over 5, 7, 8, 4, I should say, it's a word for us right now. Now, you ought to be getting pumped as I'm sharing this, because this is a now word for all of us, and we don't want to miss it, what God is saying right now and what he's doing for us. So this comes up again, we see in the book of Ezekiel, and talked about that on Monday's night live stream. So we are adorned with what? Gold and silver, and your dress was on linen. It talks about this in Ezekiel 16. Silk and colorful woven cloth. And you ate fine flour, honey, and oil. So you were exceedingly beautiful and advanced to royalty. Come on. So the Bible is using honey as a way to represent God's willingness to provide for his people in a unique and sometimes desperate circumstances. Are we not in that right now? And the mention of John the Baptist living off the diet of locusts and wild honey points to a man surviving off the land and the natural resources provided by the Lord our Creator. So what God is saying, no matter what's going on, no matter how crazy it is, I'm bringing provision this year. And we see King David and his men, when they were on the run from Absalom, and they arrived in Mahanaim, and I'm not sure how to say that city, but they were greeted with beds of basins, pottery, wheat, baked, and flour. I'm reading now 2 Samuel 17. Roasted seeds, honey, curds, sheep, cheese of the herd to eat. What? Even prior to entering the promised land, the Israelites were provided with manna from heaven, and that is described as being what? Like coriander seed. White, and its taste was the waters with, like waters with honey. That's Exodus 16:31. I don't think y'all are getting this. No, I do think you're getting it. I want you to catch this. And one of his songs in the scripture, it recounts the Israelites' experience in the wilderness. Moses writes a song, and that God has supplied his people with produce of the land, honey, milk, lamb's meat, and the best of the wheat, the fine wine. That's Deuteronomy 32:14. Okay, I just bombed all of you with a lot of information. I talked too fast, I know. I think because I got excited about this word of where we are. But I want to go back, and I want to reemphasize what he's saying here. When he promised Abraham, because that's part of the story of Rosh Hashanah, Feast of Trumpets, is that that story is so important. God is not bringing us into a land that doesn't have abundance. If he's releasing the honey in this moment, then he's releasing us into a season of abundance. Now, that's not talking about your cars and houses and lands, and you know, you may get some of that, but that's not what I'm talking about. I shouldn't say that's not my main focus. I believe some of that's going to happen. I'm believing for it myself, but I don't want to miss the overall message of God releasing this word to us right now. There is the structure, that's the best way I can put it, the structure that's going to produce the milk and honey, that's going to produce what's coming ahead. It's already ahead of us. Because remember when he told them that you're going to go into this land, that's because God had already peered over the mountains or the desert or wherever he was looking, and the Lord is looking to them and telling them this, that it's going to be a land of milk and honey. Now, I remember when we went to Mount Gerizim and Mount Ebal, the mounts of cursing and blessing, and we were there in the West Bank, and we took our tour group there and had to take a bulletproof bus to get in there, and not that it was overly dangerous, that's just one they were required us to do. And we get there, and I look, and it's from that vantage point, you can see the coastlines, you can see everything almost that God promised. Some believe you can see it all of what God promised to Abraham when he described the boundaries of the land. He could see it all. Okay, so God wants you to get above it, get on his mount of promise, his covenant for us as a nation, as a people, and wherever we are, and let us see how far his mercy and his giftedness and his covenant is going to take us in 5:7-8:4. And I want you to get this. God is not bringing us into a land that's barren. He's bringing us into a place in the spirit that is beautiful and is provided for, and it's just waiting for us to get there. So this is no time to freak out, become weary in well-doing. It's no time for us to get discouraged because of the crises of the nations, the crises of our life, and miss this word. So guess what we need to do? We need to say, Lord, feed us the honey, but more importantly than that, feed us from the place where honey is being produced. Take us to that place where we'll get to see that and believe that. And you can imagine Abraham, all these promises about his descendants and more numerous than the stars, etc., all the words that he had after he plants that tamarisk tree later in Genesis 21. But in that moment, he's looking at Mount Gerizim, and he looks, and it had to be so quiet. You know, we went there, it was somewhat quiet. But you can imagine with no vehicles or anything, no airplanes, nothing. It's just absolute silence. And God lets him see the flourishing land, everything that God had promised him. And he said, this is all going to be yours, Abraham. The milk and honey, it's all there. And he would see the cattle. He would see the trees. He'd see the places with the flowers. He'd see all that because that's where the honey would come from. He said, wow, this is going to be ours. It's going to be our promise. We've got to go in to the land. And there's your charge right now, every one of you. This is our charge this year, that we go in and take this land. The abundant spirit has come. That angel came to me. And I am reminding you that it's going to come to you as well. As we humble ourselves and say, God, we'll do whatever you ask us to do. We'll go forward into this land to receive the produce that you already have waiting for us. So, Father, I pray for everybody listening to this podcast today as we go into the land of honey, as we walk into this place where, God, you have already provided for what it's going to take to produce the honey. And the abundance is waiting on us just to arrive. And I just speak faith and energy into everybody that's listening to this today. In the name of Yeshua, amen and amen. All right, take this word of abundance and move forward in the name of Jesus. Amen. All right, come back tomorrow. Well, thanks for listening each and every day here on our daily podcast. We hope you enjoyed that. Again, thank you for all of you that have been giving. Your giving has really helped us. If you notice on our web streams, we have new video equipment. We're trying to get our systems upgraded. Give some grace while we're learning the new system. And that is available. Thank you. Many of you sewed into that. And you can do that at ChristianCenterStreetport.com. There's a give button there, or you can do it on our app. Again, don't forget our app has changed quite a bit. We've added a lot of new features on there now, giving you the materials you need to help navigate through this season. All right, God bless you. Come back tomorrow, and we'll keep building during this season.